We're joined now by our political observer, Alan Chartok. Alan, good morning.
Good morning, and thanks for being here.
Absolutely. Well, first off, North Korea has confirmed directly to the Trump administration that it is willing to negotiate with the U.S. over potential denuclearization. That's according to administration officials.
Well, you know what? It could mean anything. We've got John Bolton coming in, who is a warmonger and a hothead, and you don't know what the reception on the other end is going to be. Look, if Kim wants to stay in power, he's afraid if he makes concessions, too great concessions, then he'll go the way of Saddam Hussein, you know, end up in a hole somewhere. And if he doesn't, the war hawks in the United States will get him. So he's between a rock and a hard place. I am sure that part of what's going on here is a guarantee by China that they will protect him, and that there is an absolute bottom on how far they will let the United States go and get by in all of this. So we know that Kim took that secret railway car to China. We know that there was a discussion. We know that these conversations between the United States, backdoor conversations, have been going on. And that's all we know. So we don't know more than that. We can't say more than that. But this backdrop is that something good may come out of all of this. There may be an offer of denuclearization, but we don't know what that's going to mean and what the give back is going to be demanded by the North Koreans. It may, for example, be as simple as we want total reunification of the Korean Peninsula. Well, that ain't going to happen because the day that that happens is basically Kim is out once you install a democracy.
President Trump has promised a big price to be paid for what he said was a chemical weapons attack that choked dozens of Syrians to death Saturday, and a top White House official said the administration would not rule out a missile strike to retaliate.
Well, as we know, there was a retaliation. We do know that there was a missile strike, and the assumption by many people, who knows, is that it was the Israelis and not the United States. It could well have, of course, been the Israelis with the backing of the United States. I suspect that's exactly what happened. But the United States is saying our hands are clean, we didn't do this. On the other hand, chemical weapons are a very, very bad thing. And Assad has been accused of using them from day one. And if, in fact, that's what's going on, it just cannot be tolerated by the international community. Because once it happens, once there is this use of these awful weapons where people choke to death and children choke to death and people die, it is beyond the pole. And I'm thinking that it was the Israelis, and there's some other thinking that it may have been for other things that Syria and Iran threaten. But in any case, it does look that way.
President Trump has issued a memo directing his administration to end catch and release, the practice by which immigrants presenting themselves at the border without authorization are released from detention while waiting for their cases to be processed.
You could end up with an awful lot of people in jail, I'll tell you that much. To me, it doesn't make an awful lot of sense. If you're going to have a secure border, and I think we're getting there, and all indications are, by the way, James, that we are getting there, that there are fewer arrests, that there are fewer people coming over, that there are more people going back. So, you know, to continue to play to the base and throw red meat and say, you know, this is a terrible thing and the rapists are coming over and the rest of it belies the fact that we do have a much better situation. And by the way, that's been happening in previous administrations, and that's why we are where we are.
Our political observer, Alan Chartok. Alan, thank you.
And thank you, James, for being here. Appreciate it very much for standing in for David.